Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't feel touch a country in the city.
Rhythm section brings back Doraville. You can't find Doraville now. Atlanta has absorbed it. It's assimilated Doraville. If you find it, you better look fast. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Kazera. He's an engineer and the director of marketing for Share Crescent USA. That's West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Ought to be New York if they get their heads out of a dark place and join them. Hey, Greg, thanks again for being back on the show. Thanks for all you do. Check out his books, folks, also. Hey, Greg, the Green New Deal is a bankrupt idea. It's a movie we've already seen. We know it doesn't work. We not only know it doesn't work, it is fantasy, and it is unnecessary. In fact, it's aimed at the country, the Green New Deal proponents in America, they're aiming it at their own country, and which is the only country that was ever even thought of being part of the Paris Accord who's actually complying with the Paris Accord. And I'm going to say this one last thing, and then I'll let you go. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The Green New Deal is China's best weapon, one of their best weapons against America, and we are on a war footing with America. Why would we give them that weapon? What do you think?
Oh, you are absolutely right. Green New Deal is wrong on a moral level, an environmental level, and ethically, and, like you said, what it does, it gives China the power, because we were worried when we were getting two-thirds of our oil from OPEC. Well, right now, and it hadn't changed, we're getting over 90%, and I think the last number I heard was 95% of our rare earth metals from China.
Yeah.
I mean, that's lunacy, and you got to have rare earth metals.
What are rare earth metals for, and what would be our alternative?
Well, we really don't have an alternative to them yet. That's the problem. I mean, because they're refined from, the problem is we have them. They're not really all that rare, but the process to make them is. And they're used in electronics. You need about, in fact, I think to build a windmill, they're part of the magnets of the windmill.
Right.
All the electronics. Matter of fact, Homeland Security's worried about it. The military's worried about it.
You've got
technology we're using.
You got some molecules of gold in your computer. Any computer you have in your hand or on your desk has some molecules of gold and other rare metals and products that are microscopic almost, but the computer won't work without them, right?
Exactly. And we need those things because they're part of really the electronics and the technology. And to get those things, China is certainly manufacturing there, but they're beginning to, they've been smart enough to buy the rights to those properties in places like Africa.
Right.
So they're actually damaging the environment. We were at Disney World last year, and they were talking about, recycling a lot of those electronic stuff because they said it's damaging the animal habitat in places like Africa. So why would we want to go to products like windmills and solar panels that would only double or triple our use of those things?
It makes us more beholden to China.
Exactly.
We're disregarding our own resources and promoting the resources of China to build an energy regime that doesn't work. We already know it doesn't work.
Well, and that's because it doesn't. There's a little thing called dark, and it happens 12 half the year is dark.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter how you slice it and dice it, that's the way life is. And solar panel. I got a friend of mine. Part of his business is in the solar business. And I always ask executives, I said, what keeps you awake at night? I always get some answers that really stun me that I wasn't even thinking that they were worried about. And this guy said, Greg, he says, my biggest problem is explaining to my customers that solar panels don't work at night.
Right. Well, let me throw something else out at you. Have you ever driven through the Coachella Valley in Southern California?
I have not.
You got to do that. Folks, go do this or get a video. Somebody needs to drive through the Coachella Valley where there are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of windmills, 16 different sizes, giant ones and little ones. They literally have raped the landscape with these things. They're everywhere. That beautiful valley is totally destroyed. And I'm telling you, in any given minute, 10% of them are turning. The rest of them are still. And somebody said to me one time, I heard a guy report on this. He said there's no process, there's no capital situation, there's no mechanism to decommission those things and take them down. When they stop working, they just stand there.
And, you know, one of the other things that people don't really think about, I heard about batteries. Well, a lot of the materials for a battery, lithium and some of the other elements, come from Africa, where they're the Congo, where they're using child labor, and, you know, they're actually creating more of an environmental situation than it would be going to fossil fuels. I mean, it's amazing that we don't really look at the big picture of these things. They're not as clean as they look.
Part of your consideration for our own energy versus the Green New Deal has got to be, does it help us or does it help China? That's got to be part of our consideration. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.